Welcome to today's episode of Journey to There, exploring the intersection between personal and business growth. And now your hosts, Tracy DeForge and Russ Reba.
Tracy, I can't tell you how excited I am.
Oh, when you say that, sometimes it makes me feel a little nervous.
Are you nervous? Well, it's okay, because I can't tell you anyway. No, seriously.
Now, that's a psych.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
I know,
psych.
Right? That's so 80s.
Like, oh my God. No, I'm so excited that we hit that milestone 20 episodes behind us.
Oh my gosh.
Now it sounds like that song from... Oh my God, look at her butt.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the song from Sir...
Okay, what?
We're talking 80s, Sir Mix-a-Lot. Anytime any... Look, my kids even know this song. Now, are we going to turn this into Russ's being sexist?
Okay, no, we're just going to get out of the 80s for now.
All right.
It was a bad hair time.
And here I am trying to tell you how excited I am about 20 episodes, and you're turning into a valley girl here.
I'm so sorry.
So this is number 21. I'm very excited. Now, on today's episode, I was looking through the show notes. You are going to properly tell us how to do nothing for 3 days straight. You're gonna tell us that piñatas are bad for our health, and I could see moms right now with kids that have birthday parties this weekend. See, this is a good radio tease, because when you say piñatas are bad for your health, all the
say
moms
no to the piñata.
Yeah, all the moms and dads are listening. Oh, I gotta listen to this show. Wait a minute. We can do nothing for 3 days straight, and that's a good thing? No, but seriously, along with Tracy DeForge, I'm Russ Reba. You are listening to our 21st episode of the Journey to There radio show. Log on to journeytothere.com to grab all 20 of the past episodes. Go ahead. We'll wait. Here, I'll put it on pause here. Go.
Let us know when you're done.
All right. That was the real pause button. So, Tracy, why is the figurative pause button so important?
Oh, well, thank you for asking. So our topic today is called Hit the Pause Button. This has been a theory of mine for actually a really, really long time. In my consulting practice, I often deal with a lot of people who seem very frustrated. And in life, I have recreated some scenarios myself and had some friends that have had some situations, which I call putting the square peg in the round hole
yeah.
and trying to make it fit. And so for myself, I learned that if I put the pause button on a situation, that typically if I'm not getting clarity on where I need it to be, if something is, I need a solution and I just can't get to it, or if I'm dying to buy this really expensive pair of shoes and I'm not necessarily need them, if you know what I'm saying, the pause button works in a very wonderful way.
I cannot imagine, knowing you and your history, I cannot imagine you putting the pause button on and being patient.
Okay, exactly. And that's why we're having this episode today, because I had a very personal reminder of how important the pause button is recently. Mm-hmm. And so then I started thinking about how often I use that phrase with other people. And sometimes as a consultant, you get hit in the face with your own stuff.
Practice what you preach, girl.
Yeah, because I'm a really big advocate of walk the walk and talk the talk, which is one of the reasons why I always operate a secondary business in addition to my consulting business at all times, because I never want to be that consultant that just tells you what to do and is not experiencing it themselves. And,
right.
and I run a small business. Well, we have a couple actually, but the one that I focus on as my secondary business the most is our paint party business, Get Your Muse On. And it's so helpful because I hit up against the same walls as a lot of my clients do. And so I can walk them through with real time, if you will, scenarios versus the, well, 20 years ago, let me tell you what I did about that.
See, that's really cool, because I would think that you often get yourself into a position in the other business where you put on the brakes and say, you know, wait a minute. We sit here on this radio show and we consult with people on how to do something. And for a living, I'm consulting people. And it's like, this is where I've got to stop and practice what I preach.
Right. Or sometimes I feel a little bit like a crazy person talking to themselves, because I'll be like,
well,
okay,
you're that anyway.
Well, that too. I've never denied it. But the seriously, I'll come up against some of these situations in business and in life, and I'll just be like, okay, so if I was talking with a client right now, how would I recommend that they work through this problem? And sometimes that can really work, but sometimes it doesn't work because you can't see the forest from the trees. A lot of times when you're in the thrust of your own problem solving or frustrations or just your own chaotic lack of clarity, you will. And so that's where the pause button comes in handy in a very just huge way. So I felt like based on what was happening with me, which, you know, me, I don't mind sharing.
She's an open book.
I am. I actually, it's very freeing, if you know what I'm saying. Just like, oh, whatever. So what was going on with me, or what is actually currently going on with me, and I'm hoping this episode puts me over the curve of my challenge. So this episode's all about me as usual. But so with Journey to There, we have this awesome podcast radio show, and I'm in the process of expanding our website and taking some of the things that we do with our radio show, topics like this and The Secret to Having It All and some of the other really great episodes that we've done now that we have 21 to choose from.
Yeah.
And I'm converting those into some worksheets so that people that are listening to our show can ultimately go to the site and download them and just, you know, play around with them and see what benefits they get out of them. So all that being said, I am completely stuck with this, right? Because mm-hmm. I'm an audio person. I could sit here and talk to you about the worksheets all day long, but I'm having to go pen to paper. And it's totally different than writing the book. It's just a huge challenge for me right now. So I finally just had to literally put the pause button on the project, which sadly is delaying the project. But in the course of trying to create it all, I kept just getting blocked. And that's when I remembered my own advice, which was step away from the challenge.
Now, how does Tracy step away from the challenge when you're like, okay, I got to do it.
I know. See, that's with the type A personality that I have, that works in some degrees. And actually, there are a lot of studies that have been done on it. So it's not just me. I do not feel alone. There was a study done, and it's dated back to 2007, but I think it still holds true today. It was done by the Journal of Neurophysiology. And that makes me feel really important when I say that. But study nonetheless. And they found that a longer delay between practice attempts led to more improvements than a shorter delay, which translated into my world is stepping away from a situation that you're trying to solve or an element of chaos that you're in your life. If you can remove yourself from that situation for a longer period of time, even if it's just to leave your office and drive around the block, if it's to go out and take a walk, or if it's just to literally put the pause button on it for an extended period of time, then what ends up happening is that the clarity will come to you. And therein lies the trusting the process.
But so don't you have to be able to recognize that you need a pause?
Yes, and that is where, okay, so here's where the whole paradox comes in for me. So you've got to be persistent and concentrate in order to be successful in mastering whatever it is, whether it's a skill or mastering the level of which you are in your business to take it to the next level, or just mastering the level of communication with in a relationship that you're in.
Right.
Because so you need to be like persistent and like really head to the grindstone, which is what I've been doing with these workshops until I realized that I was just basically spinning my wheels. And so I didn't want to stop because I was kind of on a deadline and I was like, I've got this, but I didn't have it. And so I am talking about the pause button for the very reason you asked the question, which is how do you know? Well, you know, when you're not, it's like driving a car and you're stuck in the sand or the snow or something, your wheels are just spinning. You know what that feels like. A lot of times what people don't know is that there's a solution in the moment that they can do if they will trust the process that it will work. And that is to step away step away from the problem.
All right, I'm gonna throw a little wrench into your theory because
of course you are.
Because you said it and you talked about deadline. You've got people that are multitasking and juggling various things as you do, and you're talking about putting the pause button on something. And let's say it's a task for your employer or for your business, and you can only pause for so long because you have a deadline. What do you do in that situation?
Well, that is a tough one because you don't really want to walk into your boss's office and be like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, I'm on pause.
I have this on the pause button, so here's the deal. I'm not going to be able to get it to you today. So, yes, that is a challenge. How you would overcome that challenge is, well, I would actually try some level of open dialogue around the fact that if I was the manager, I would be open to receive this. Now, not every
That's
manager
you.
Necessarily would.
Right.
Right. But I do believe, again, this comes on the second layer of trusting that process, if you will. You could go into the situation with the ideas that you've come up with, but be completely and totally honest with the fact that you're like, okay, I've come up with A and B, but I really feel like it's not my best work. And if I had an extra day or two, I'm right on the edge of this option C. And if we have that time, that would be great for me. And if we don't, then let me just tweak, you know, option A and B that I've already worked on.
That's a situation where you're kind of giving your boss a choice or your business a choice. Let's say in the case of you're talking to your manager and you say, listen, this is where we're at. You know, I'm all about quality. If you can, you know, give me a little more time to do it. Do you want quality in this project or do you want quantity or do you want it done now? You will get more quality if you give me just a little more time.
Exactly. And you would hope for the best in that situation. Like we said, you know, every scenario is going to play out differently. But the most important part of that scenario, if you ask me, which you did, is that you are having that awareness, which on the show we always talk about awareness is the first key to change. And then action is how change happens successfully. So even if you have the awareness around the fact that you've hit that wall first and that you need to step away from it, and by doing so, that you could gain more clarity, that's going to make the communication you have in the scenario so much more confident and stronger anyway, because
right.
You're not going to go in there all wound up and beating yourself up and you're like, I can't get it, you know, which that's what it sounds like in my head, by the way.
see her face when she speaks like that.
Yes, that's what it looks like inside my brain. Nobody wants to see what it looks like inside my brain. So here's the contradiction. You've got this persistent, you're over-focusing on the problem. You're like, I want results, I want results, I want results. And then you get, you know, caught up in it. And then so now we're at that place. Okay, so you're listening to this episode and you're like, I got it. Yeah, pause button. That's what I need to do. I've been forcing this square peg in this round hole for a month, and I hear this idea and that's a great suggestion. And then you're like, I'm fired up, I'm ready. And then you go, well, how do I do that? And for me, one of the things that I learned from and took away from, and it's really one of my very favorite books, and I'm going to say the title, but I'm going to say it after I offer a disclaimer before I say it,
which
is, do not let the title of this book fool you into thinking you should not read it, because the name of the book is called The
50
Artist.
Shades of Grey. No.
Oh, God, you are on a roll this morning. Dang.
No, I know that's not the book, right?
That is not the book.
Okay.
Okay. So this is, God, you're just killing me. All right, I'm backing up.
I'm trying to make it a little fun.
And I'm having fun. Trust me. Doesn't it sound like it? All right. So The Artist Way is the name of the book. And the reason why I gave the disclaimer is because I don't want people go eye rolling and shutting down going, oh, well, I'm not an artist, so I'm not going to read that. And you may still be doing it anyway. However, I just want to point out that it's written for artists and creative people, but there are so many amazing life lessons in this book that anyone could read it and just benefit from it greatly. One of the takeaways that I had from that book, and it was just fantastic, the author's name is Julia Cameron, by the way.
Okay.
Julia Cameron, The Artist's Way. So what she explained so well in the book was about these taking these pauses or taking these breaks and trying to, you know, walk through a creative solution. And we're going to really appreciate this, Russ, you and me, because it's all about the tower and the signal, which I think is why it resonated with me so much.
Like a radio tower?
Exactly. So how she explained it was that you can put like energy out there to solve the problem, and you can just really be, you know, again, going to the grindstone and really having the over-focusing on this problem and put it out there like, I need to solve this, I need to solve this. But the key, and how she phrased it I thought was so wonderful, is that it's like a tower situation. Like, you can put it out there, but if you don't stop down long enough for the signal to come back to you, which is the clarity and mm-hmm. which is the thoughts
like
and which is the creative idea, that you never receive it. So you just kind of keep going through this whole state of chaos or questioning or challenging. But if you give yourself this opportunity to just levelize your focus and just take a break, then by getting outside of it, then you receive the clarity, and all the chaos sort of minimizes. And she calls it taking an artist date. And I thought that was kind of a cool thing. And she has these special little rules that you have to do. Like, you can't go with anybody else, and you can't, like, you'd have to take the time for yourself. It doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to cost any money. And basically that it's just an opportunity for you to literally shift your perspective and just have a time to be out there and get creative. A lot of people that I've talked to about this since, because I use some of this practice uh-huh. of hers. I always give her credit. But the wonderful
thing, and I'm sure she appreciates it.
Yeah, and the one thing that's great about Julia Cameron, if you read about her, she'll be like, yeah, use my stuff. Please get it out there. Like, I don't care. Like, if it helps somebody else, use it. So
yeah,
we're doing
and please,
that today.
For the listeners, please understand that this is not an endorsement by any means.
Oh, gosh, I mean, no.
She's,
no.
She's not asking for this. This is just inspiration that Tracy has received from her.
Yes, and the book has, in personal situations in my life, this book has literally changed my life. And because there were some very practical things, like what I love about Journey to There, this is an endorsement, by the way, what I love about Journey to There is that we talk about how you need to know about and come to realize that you need to change. But most often in consulting, in life, in even in counseling, they tell you that you need to change, but they don't give you like practical things to do to change.
Right.
And Julia Cameron gave some really great opportunities around that. So her pause button is equivalent to an artist date. And my favorite artist date is, because I know everyone's just dying to know, is that I like to walk around like vintage antique stores, which I know is not going to come as a surprise since I've used so many quotes and things from vintage t-shirts on the show. But that's how I get outside my head. And of course, I am very grateful to live near the ocean as well. So
that's like a reset. It's a reset for you.
It is. It's a pause button, and then it's a reset button. That's a very, very good way to describe it.
You know, it's like when you get writer's block and you have to step away from the desk or step away from the computer and just go do something else. A lot of ad agencies, where they do a lot of brainstorming, creative brainstorming, a lot of ad agencies will have a whole recreation room with a pool table or maybe even a basketball court so people can get inspired and reset themselves and put themselves on pause.
Exactly. So just kind of switching gears for a second, because I think we are clear how much we need it and why we need it. But there are some other elements to the pause button that are really important to bring forth, if you will, and that is all around the idea of burnout. And burnout is, you know, my big, I think this is my mission
Tracy's
in life.
Tracy's got experience there.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, how exactly am I going to say this? Okay, so I think it literally is my mission in life to say to anyone that will listen to me that stop the glorification of busy. And that is a huge, like, that's my t-shirt. Like, if I was to make my t-shirt. And that is because all of this focus and this time and this, you know, got to grow, got to get there, got to be there, it's exhausting. Yeah. And it's kind of like that. What is that analogy? Is like the tortoise and the hare. So like the tortoise ends up winning the race because mm-hmm. the rabbit burns out in the front end. So that's the other reason why that this whole thing around pausing and the burnout factor is so incredibly important. And I think that with CEOs, with artists, with scientists, with surgeons, I mean, you name it.
Regardless of what you do.
Regardless, or even, I mean, this is not just about business. I mean, going full on, full blast, balancing a job, whether it's part-time or full-time, or is it stay-at-home parent job with schedules and then trying to maintain relationships and take care of parents. And I mean, there's a lot that reflects onto this that's not necessarily always business related too, because the burnout is just as critical in family and personal relationships as it is in business relationships. And I recently, I mean, I have a very dear friend, and she is one of those people that she has about 16 different balls juggling in the air. Mm-hmm. And I'm not exaggerating. Like, I really think there are 16. If you count kids, grandkids, businesses, husband's business. I mean, she has so much going on. And I was, the last 6 months or so, I've kind of been observing, but I haven't really said anything. And then about 2 weeks ago, which is, again, why this subject came up for me, is that she hit that wall. And when she hit that wall, she hit that wall. And it's so unlike her, because she's the person you go to because she's always available and there for you in a very loving and supportive way. But, you know, she wasn't getting any emotional support back that for herself. Now, I don't want to say her family wasn't supporting her, because that wasn't the case. It was she wasn't supporting herself. She wasn't going on an artist date.
She wasn't walking on the beach.
She wasn't walking on the beach. She was driving a million miles an hour around a roundabout on a cell phone and texting, probably, which was very dangerous.
Now, here's my question for you. First, I have to set this up. You would agree you hit that wall as well, correct?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I have actually, sadly, hit that wall more than the one time, because when I say the wall, I mean like the big like wall that had to be torn down wall.
Would you say that, are you thankful that you hit that wall? Would you say that if you're on the fast track to that burnout, is it better that you get it out of your system and get that learning experience? At what point do you, you know, that's what I'm saying, because I think you've turned into such an inspiring specimen.
evangelist.
Well,
because I wouldn't wish what happened to me on my worst enemy. Okay. And the fact that it happened to me twice was really the scary part for me. Because when that happens to you the first time, you may not have that awareness, because you just really, like, your ego's involved. You're on top of your game. You're getting so much done. People are giving you accolades for, God, I can't believe how you do it. I mean, the more people that would tell me, I can't believe how much you can get done, the more that would feed me. That was the first time around.
Okay, now your friend that hit this wall, how is she now?
Well, she took a pause button. She set some boundaries. She stepped away from the situation. She made some decisions in her personal and business life, some shifts that were some things that needed to happen in order to lessen her load, so to speak. And over the course of these past 2 weeks, as we've talked, I can see like glimmers of her coming back to me, if you will. And it's been wonderful, because it's like the real her has dug out from under all the rubble that fell on top of her that was somewhat self-imposed. So, and that's really, again, where some of the contradiction comes from. But my mission, if you will, and why I am an evangelist for all of this, is because if you hear about some of these things first, then perhaps it will shortcut your learning curve and it will, or prevent it. But if you get into this situation, it'll plant the seed down the road. They'll be like, oh, I remember I heard about this and this happened to someone else and I'm not alone. And here's a couple things I think I remember she said to do. But if not, I think I might go back and listen just to be sure. So
I love how this show, of course, you know, we're doing the show. Of course, I'm going to be proud of it and boost it up. But I love how we always come back to that intersection between your personal and business growth, because there's so many people that listen to this show because they're an entrepreneur, or there's the other side that listen to the show because they need some personal inspiration. But you marry the two together, and it really, I haven't heard any examples of anybody doing this. And with your experiences that you've had in life and with the consulting that you do for so many others, I'm so glad that you created this platform for everybody who's listening now and our future listeners.
Well, now you're making me blush.
Oh, look at her. She's turning red.
But it's authentic in the sense that my personal and business life intersected so many times. And they were train wrecks when they collided at that point. And I thought that I had to keep them separate. And that was probably one of the biggest aha moments, if you will, that me going on an artist date or stepping away from the wreckage.
Or walking. I love the walking on the beach thing. Just take a walk. Stop and smell the roses.
Yes. And barefoot, because you ground yourself into your feet actually like hit the ground literally.
Yeah, just don't step on any glass or hypodermic needles or anything.
Oh gosh, or stingrays. All right, jellyfish.
One of the things I did in the top of the show here to tease it, we were talking about because we're going to hit on your takeaways, Tracy's takeaways, but we've got to get to the pinata thing because
you're dying to know what it is, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, your suspense needs no longer to be held. Okay, so the pinata approach. So you got to have the visual where you just have the stick and you're just whacking at this pinata, and everybody else is whacking at it too, and nothing's happening, right? So in most of these birthday parties, what ends up happening is the parent steps in and just hits the last whack, and the candy goes everywhere.
Right, or they start tearing it apart with their hands.
And they just say, the hell with this. Just give me the candy. And but in the sense of the topic of hitting the pause button, this comes in the form of, if you really want to improve the situation and have substantial progress or really enhance your skill or take yourself to the next level or whatever that is that you're whacking at, that the idea is, yes, you can keep whacking like the pinata, and eventually the candy will come out and you will have this one experience where it was done once. And that's great.
Right.
But how can you replicate that? Because at this point, you can only take so much information and process it at one time. And you're kind of beating the crap out of yourself mentally, literally. And then you're burned out once you're physically exhausted from beating the pinata. So the idea is to avoid the pinata approach in terms of regrouping in your life and your business, solutions, problem solving, all that kind of stuff, like to step away from the pinata and figure out another way to get that candy out.
Well, just wait for it to open up from somebody else. And
yeah, well, now that is one way, like attraction versus promotion. Let's see, like that's how they did it. So I'll do it too. But that is something that it's such a good visual, you know, that
yeah, no, that's you gotta, a great analogy.
Can't not remember that. Plus, it makes you kind of want to go eat Mexican for lunch. It's always about food.
We're about done with this show, okay? And we were fine. We started off with her talking like an 80s Valley girl, and with about 2 minutes left in the show, she found some way to bring food into the
picture. Bring it back to snacks, and not just snacks, but like chocolate, because that's the kind of that's what I want in my pinata when I whack it up, and I want a bunch of chocolate to come flying out.
Yeah, especially when the pinata has been sitting out, hanging on a tree in the sun with the chocolate in there. That's what you want. Chocolate milk.
Okay, so that being said, avoid the pinata approach. I definitely want to knock out a couple more takeaways because I feel really strongly about, hopefully, that people will just test this out, even if it's just for, you know, just try it just for one situation and see how you feel about it. The whole idea of like aha moments, because there's a lot of verbiage around aha moments, like just had this epiphany and that kind of thing,
right,
is that we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to have the said aha moment or insight. And so when you're trying to get that insight and force that insight, very rarely
it's not genuine.
Right. Or very rarely does it actually come. Or if it comes, it's not the best insight. So the frustration over the short term and the frustration over the possible burnout and all of those things is happening. But what I want to remind people of is that an aha insight or a solution, it's not as spontaneous as it appears, that it's actually a seed has been planted and it's been percolating along the way. And so when you get it, you're just like, oh, that's it. But if you don't give yourself a chance to have some space in between the challenge and the solution, then you'll miss out on the aha moment. And so that's one of those from the outside looking in tips. It's like you probably have been around this person who is very, appears to be very spontaneous, and they always have the ability to just like distill down bottom line and just get right to it. And you're like, darn it, but like they can just get this right in this moment. And that's because they've spent a lot of time percolating, or they've, you know, built their 10,000 hours in their skill. I mean, it comes over a period of time. Right. So
you can't manufacture an aha moment.
You can't, but I just think people say, if I keep going, well, some of these people that get these ahas, they get them because over the long run, they have learned a tremendous amount of skills, and you're not born knowing some of that stuff. So just give yourself a break and give yourself some time. And so I can't end without my 3-day rule.
Here comes the 3-day rule.
Okay. I promise you people, if you try this, that it works. Okay. The 3-day rule came to me during a time when I was doing some excessive shopping. And shopping can be used as a source of self-medication, just like anything else, any other drug of choice.
It was shoes, right?
Oh, God. It was shoes. It was purses. It was clothes. It was like I liked everything to match. So, like, my shoes and my purse and my – oh, it was ridiculous. It was probably as bad as my work addiction, but it was way more visible, if you will. But I got a lot of compliments. That was nice. So, anyway, long story short – I put myself on a 3-day rule, and it started out for shopping. And what that meant was that I would go shopping, and instead of spontaneously purchasing something, I'd be like, oh my God, I have to have those. Then I would say, okay, I really like those. And if I'm still thinking about them in 3 days, then I will go back and get them. And if I'm not, then I obviously wasn't that excited about them. And you wouldn't believe how much it works.
And how much money you save.
And how much money you save, because so much about the purchase and anything like what we're talking about with self-medicating yourself is all about that instant gratification. And so if you say, okay, I'll know in 3 days if this is still on my mind. And it has so totally worked. And I've heard a lot of other suggestions like freeze your credit cards or do this or do that. Yeah. But the 3-day rule, and as a result of it working in that particular arena of my life, I have now used it in so many other places. Like if you get angry with someone, or you're just dying to hit send on that nasty email that you type, I'm not saying I've ever done it, and you're just like, you know, or you may have had some wine while you're texting. So any of those kind of things, or before you hit post on social media,
right,
which is God the worst with the wine. Ooh, that's so bad. But anyway, then put the pause button on it for 3 days until you really get clarity around, are you really upset about this? What was your part in it? Just like step back away from it, and you'll be amazed that what will come to you in the 3-day period of time. There's just magic in those 3
excellent,
days.
Excellent advice. Or you can be as bad as me, where you can't commit to a menu item at a restaurant, much less make any kind of decision to purchase anything. I take a long time to make a big purchase. I'm never one to be in the at the register at the grocery store and buy any of those, you know, spontaneous items on the shelf that range from candy to lip balm to God
knows
what.
Don't even get me started on the aisle 9. Yeah, no. And that's really hard with the 3-day rule. Then you have to basically buy your groceries 3 days in advance online and go pick them up. Or in your case, if you're going out to eat, you better know it 3 days before so you can look at their menu and make your choice.
And here we go, closing the show with food and menus and stuff. Hey, I want to thank everybody who's listening to the show. We just finished, or we are wrapping up right now, episode 21. I love it. I love it. And people are commenting. We're getting a lot in. Here's a comment from Karen, one of our listeners in Atlanta, Georgia. She says, I couldn't wait any longer to tell you how much I'm enjoying Journey to There. I listen during morning runs, and what a great way to start the day. I love it because she downloads it and she listens to it on her time, and her time is while she's running. So she's de-stressing and listening to us.
I'm thinking,
I love it.
I'm thinking, Karen, we could be like sisters in the bond if I could start doing this show on a walking treadmill. That would be awesome.
And we could hear you huffing and puffing while we're doing the show. Along with Tracy DeForge, I'm Russ Reba. We are inspiring you here at the intersection between business and personal growth. Subscribe to the radio show on iTunes. Just look under podcasts. And be so kind as to rate us and leave a comment as well.
And if you hit the pause button on our podcast, hit play again.
Please. Yeah, you, or put it in repeat mode. You'll really need therapy.
We hope you've enjoyed today's journey, and we invite you to visit journeytothere.com to download full episodes, find show notes, and connect with us by signing up for our newsletter. We want to hear from you. Give us feedback or ask any questions by clicking or tapping Contact Us. That's journeytothere.com.